Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a beautiful day, and no matter where you are listening from, whatever it looks like outside, it is a beautiful day because God allowed you to wake up to see it. This is your host today, Tamika Garnes. Our lovely apostle is on sabbatical, a much needed rest for her. And so I just praise God that she is doing that. I just praise God because she really needs it. You know, I don't know how many of you know the things that pastors experience and the things that they go through, but many a times they forget to take care of themselves. And so I just pray the peace of God to be with Apostle and whatever God is doing in her and through her during this time, I just rejoice with her. I rejoice with her. So, again, good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us for, or joining me, for another Heart to Heart. Today we're going to be talking about signs you're burned out. But before, you know, we get started with that, you know, Apostle does her individual shout-outs, and sometimes I try to do the same thing, but then I forget all the names. So if I don't say your name, please don't be offended or upset, but know that you are not forgotten. So I want to say good morning to Ms. Joyce here in Maryland. Good morning to Ms. Joyce in New York. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dorn. Good morning to Miss Anita and Michelle. Good morning to New Vision for Life. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning to both Isaiahs. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Deacon Farr. Good morning to everyone, even to our first-time listeners. Good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us. Again, we don't take this for granted that you all support us. You come and you listen and you share every Saturday. That speaks volumes, and we just want to give God praise because, again, this is his platform, and he chose us to carry it out. And so I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy, thanking him for all that he has done and continue and will continue to do. So let's open in prayer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Lord. There is none like you. You are Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing great things in us. And Lord God, even if we don't see what you're doing, that we won't get discouraged in thinking that you have forgotten about us. You cannot forget about us because you are the creator of us. There is no way that you can forget about us, no matter how many of us there is or there are. You cannot forget about us. And so, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you that our names are inscribed in the palms of your hands. You cannot forget about us. Thank you, Father God, that you, before you formed us in our mother's womb, you already knew us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we are always on your mind. Thank you, Lord God, that you created us in your image. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you are all that we need. And sometimes we forget that you are all that we need. And Father God, I just thank you for your faithfulness unto us. I thank you, Father God, for the way that you touch us in ways that we don't understand, in the moments of feeling lonely or feeling down or feeling misunderstood or feeling that nobody cares. Lord God, I thank you that you are the constant in our lives, oh God. I thank you that your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And God, I just rejoice because I know that that is truth. I know that there is no other way, Lord God. There is no other way. You, Father, are holding us. You're loving on us. And Lord, we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you are doing in this season of our lives. Thank you for doors that are being closed because that season has ended. Thank you, Lord God, for doors that are being opened because this is a new season, Lord God. And Lord, I just ask that you would keep our mind and our heart on you, no matter what is going on in our lives at this moment. Lord, I ask that you keep our mind and our heart on you, Father God, that we won't stray, Lord God, that we won't go in a different direction, oh God, but that we will follow the path that you have laid before us. And oh God, I just pray that you would light up that path so then in the times that we go through a dark moment, that we won't lose sight of the path that is before us. Lord, I just thank you for being the best father that we could ever ask. I thank you, Father God, for your healing, Lord, and your deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you are consoling the hearts of your people right now. I thank you, Lord God, that even in the midst of tragedy that some have experienced the tragedies that have been going on with the shootings, oh God, the children that were recently killed, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are in control. We know that you are on the throne. We know, Father God, that you are making a way, and we know that the devil does not win. He does not win. He cannot win. He's already defeated. And, Lord, I pray that you give your people peace to not live in fear, to not be afraid to leave the house, to not be afraid to send their children to school, to not be afraid to just live in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I break every chain and tentacle now that may be trying to rope your people into fear. Lord, I break it right now, rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that we do not have a spirit of fear. We don't. We were not born with a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear is not ours. It does not belong to us. We don't have to walk in it. We don't have to accept it. We don't have to agree with it. And so, Father God, I thank you right now that those that have gone through tragic moments, Lord God, traumatic moments, God, that those things won't stop them in their right where they are. It won't stop them. It won't cause them to just shut down, Father, that they'll keep going forward. They'll keep moving forward. They won't forget about you, Father. They won't forget about your promises, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And no situation and no person could ever change that about you. So, Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in this season. Lord, we just say thank you, Father. We are grateful that you allowed us to see another day, that no hurt, harm, or danger came upon our doorstep overnight or families, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for those that listen to heart, Father God, that every time that they listen, Lord God, another hurt is being healed in the name of Jesus, that they are receiving information, oh God, and sharing that information and sharing the show with others. So, God, we just say thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for us. Even if we don't see it right now, we say thank you in advance, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I can't thank you enough, Lord God. And I don't think I thank you enough, Father. But I thank you, Lord. You're so faithful. Thank you, Father. Even when I'm not, Lord God, you are faithful. And so, again, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right. So for those that are just joining, today I will be discussing signs you're burned out. And I think that in this time that we are facing right now, that many people are burned out and may not know what the signs are. So I'm going to share what the signs are and then those, give some suggestions to those to basically combat burnout, because that is not for you. It's not who you are. God doesn't want us to be burned out. And I think sometimes, we don't take the time to sit. We don't take the time to rest. We don't take the time to do things for ourselves. And sometimes we're just going so much and we're not giving it any thought. Hey, oh, wow, I haven't done anything that I wanted to do for myself in the last year. And it's because we're doing so much either for other people or our jobs are just draining us, or it could be situations in your family that may be wearing you out. And y'all, and sometimes it's even things that we do in ministry. Okay? It's even things that we do in ministry. So one of the first signs, and I found this information at WebMD, and one of the first signs is that you're exhausted. You're so tired, you can't move. It's like you can't get out of the bed. You don't want to get out of the bed. Your shift at work, it might be an eight-hour shift, but it feels longer than that. You keep looking at the clock saying, is it time to go yet? Is it time to go yet? You may feel like you don't want to be at this job. And when you pull up to the job, you might sit in a car. You might get there 10 or 15 minutes before your shift starts, and you may sit in your car the whole time and go in the building that 1 minute before you're considered late because you just don't want to be there. It could be work-related, but like I said, it could be other things as well. And so the first is a feeling that you're exhausted both emotionally and physically. And so, emotionally you may be on an emotional roller coaster. 1 minute you're okay, the next minute you're not. 1 minute you're crying, 1 minute you're laughing. Physically, your body just hurts. It's like you have no energy. Your body feels heavy. And so that's a sign. That's the first sign that you're burned out. Excuse me. The next one is you're turning cynical. And that is the second cynicism. It's a lack of interest in work that can be negative or even callous. So exhaustion often leads to the cynicism. And I hope I'm saying that right. The next one is you're feeling useless. You're feeling useless. You're looking around and you're like, why am I here? What is my purpose? You feel incompetent. You feel like you're just not effective, and it leads to a lack of accomplishment and productivity. And then that feeling is a result of the other two points of burnout, which is exhaustion and cynicism. And then sometimes all three come down on you at once. And so, you're feeling these things and you're like, what is going on with me? But you just can't put your finger on what the cause is or, what the name of it may be, because sometimes people when they think of being exhausted, they don't equate that to burnout. They just think, oh, I just didn't get enough sleep the night before, or I'm not taking my naps like I used to, or but it compiles. Each day compiles, and it just seems like you can't move forward. The next one is you're depressed. So if you're exhausted, cynical, and feeling useless, you better know that depression is right at the door. You know, depression can set in, and it says that burnout is mainly a job thing, while depression is a whole life thing that can include your job, but they're also connected. And so it says in this article that studies show that if you're prone to depression, you're more vulnerable to burnout. And so, you know, many of us, or some of us, or however, are depressed for whatever reason. It could be because of your job. It could be because of a family situation. It could be because if you're going through something in your marriage, it could be whatever. It may cause you to be depressed, because it's like all these things are piling up on you and you don't know what to do with it. And, you know, we shared a while back the different kinds of depression. So if you didn't hear that show, go back and listen to it. It's very, very informative. The next one is you hate your job. You hate your job. Studies show that job dissatisfaction is one of several side effects, along with things like absenteeism and many physical ailments of burnout. Come on, y'all. Let's talk about that. You hate your job. Wow. You know, and, you know, you're not the first person that would say you hate your job if you've ever had a job that you hated. But it's like, yeah, you can become burned out from going to a job that does not satisfy who you are, does not satisfy your gifts, does not satisfy your talent. There may be your manager or your supervisor, they're just hard to deal with. Everything that you do is under a microscope, and you may feel that they pick on you, you know, or it could just be the daily activities of the job that makes you hate it. Makes you, as soon as you get up in the morning, as soon as you open your eyes, you already don't want to be at work, and you haven't even gotten there yet. And so, you know, and then you try to figure, you sit there and you're like, I don't want to go there today. I just don't have it in me. I just can't force myself to get out of this bed to go to work. And so that's where, you know, many call outs arise, because you hate your job. Physical ailments, they arise because your job is affecting you in a way that you can't see physically. You know, it's doing something to your body that you can't see. And I think people don't even, when they start having physical issues, they probably don't even equate that to the fact that they're burned out, or, you know, the fact that something that's going on is directly related to the reason they have started having physical problems. The next one is everything gets under your skin. Everything gets under your skin. Somebody could sneeze and you're irritated. Somebody could laugh too loud and you're irritated. Somebody could just look at you and smile and you're irritated. So if the stresses of your job get to be too much, or if you turn irritable with your coworkers, or worse, customers or clients, burnout may be the culprit. It can get worse too. So outright anger is another sign that your job might be burning you out. Now, for those of you that don't have a 9-to-5, put in there. It could be your children. It could be your marriage. It could be ministry. It could be any. It could be other things. So just because you might be saying, "Well, I don't have a job, so that wouldn't apply to me." But if you're doing something that is causing you stress, that is causing you, that is causing you burnout, because I'm telling you, burnout is directly attached to these examples that they're given. Trust me, because I know, okay? I know, because I'm in a place of burnout. And so when I saw this article, I was like, wow, some of these things I am experiencing, and I'm saying to God, God, what is wrong with me? I'm like, what is going on with me? Like, this is not me, especially this one. Everything gets under your skin. And it was, y'all. It was, being at work, sometimes I have to answer the phone, and I'm like, and then if someone says something that doesn't quite make sense, I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, what are they talking about? And so getting off the phone, I'm irritable, and I'm frustrated. Because why? Because I'm burned out. Because why? Because I'm still going to work every day, and I'm not taking time for myself. And so, it was turning into something else, and I'm like, God help me, I don't like this. It is not me. It is not me. And so, again, when I came across this article, I'm like, oh, okay, these are the signs that you're burned out. And they're true, again, because I'm telling y'all that I'm experiencing some of these examples because I'm burned out. The next one is your mind wanders. Yes, it does. Your mind wanders. Somebody could be saying something to you, and you're like, it's like you're listening, but your mind is somewhere else, and you can't even pinpoint where the somewhere else is or what it is that you're actually thinking. It's like your mind went blank. You hear the person talking, but you don't really hear the person talking. And so trouble concentrating is one of the mental signs, along with things like forgetfulness. Yes, yes, I experienced that as well. That could tell you burnout is approaching. And so some studies suggest more than 100 symptoms for it. They include motivational symptoms like disillusionment and loss of idealism. The next one is sleep is tough to get. And, you may be up all night. You may be tossing and turning all night. Other things are going on. You may feel like you're sleepy, but then when you lay down to go to sleep, it's like, I cannot fall asleep because your mind won't shut down. Your mind won't calm down enough for you to get into that realm where you fall asleep. Also, don't fool around with sleep problems, because you all know if you don't get enough sleep, other things will happen because your body is not getting that rejuvenation or regeneration that it goes through when you sleep. There are things that happen within your body when you sleep. So if you don't get enough sleep, it can bring higher chances of heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, and kidney disease. So y'all, don't play with that. If you're not getting enough sleep, you need to do something about that. You need to go talk to your doctor to see the alternatives. Don't not get enough sleep, okay? I'm going to say that again. Don't play with sleep problems, because it leads to other health issues. Headaches. Getting frequent headaches can be a physical characteristic of burnout. Just like, just like the sleep problems. Headaches. If you find yourself having constant headaches, that could be another sign that you're experiencing burnout. Of course, it could be a sign of something else, but because we're talking about burnout, headaches is one of the examples that they give. Another one is pain in your gut. The stomach and bowel pain you have might have to do with burnout too. It and the stress that comes with it can weaken your immune system. So this might explain why you're having stomach issues. It may be hard for you to go to the bathroom. your stomach just hurts, and it's like, why is my stomach hurting? I didn't eat anything. that would have caused my stomach to hurt. My stomach has been hurting for the last 3 days, and it's crazy that we don't even think again, you know, is there a possibility that I'm burned out? Now, if you're the person that you know that you're not burned out, you know that you've been getting your rest, you know that you take time for yourself, then some of these examples may not be causes of burnout. But if you know that you're not taking care of yourself, if you know that you're always doing something, you're not taking time for yourself, you're not resting, it's just constant go, 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 then you may need to give some thought to the examples that I am giving. Another thing is drinks, drugs, and other comforts. Using food, alcohol, or drugs to feel better may be a symptom of job burnout or whatever it is that you're experiencing burnout. This can be serious. Obesity or alcohol and drug misuse can lead to all sorts of health problems. And we know that sometimes people turn to alcohol and drugs because of something that they're trying to mask, something that they're trying to hide, something that they have gone through they don't want to talk about. They try to kill the pain of whatever it is that they went through or that they experienced something that was traumatic. And so they turn to alcohol and drugs because it numbs them from dealing with the thing that happened to them. It numbs them. It stops them from thinking about whatever it is that happened to them. And so if you talk to people that may be addicted to alcohol and drugs, like if you talk to them, you'll find out that something happened to them as a child that caused them to turn to alcohol and drugs. And the reason why I say that is because I watched this show called Intervention. And if anybody watched the show called Intervention, it's about the family intervening on their loved one because their loved one is addicted to alcohol, drugs, or, you know, whatever, but it's mostly alcohol or drugs that their loved ones are addicted to. So the family comes together. They talk with a counselor. The counselor that their loved one is talking to as well. They talk to this counselor. They get the family together. They get them in this room, and then they get the person that's addicted to alcohol and drugs, they get them to come to this meeting. And when the person comes to the meeting, they see their family there. And sometimes some of them leave out the room. Some of them are upset and angry because they feel like they were deceived into the reason why they needed to come to this meeting. But the family shares their heart with the person and tell the person, hey, I want you to get help. And if you don't get help, I won't be able to help you anymore, and things like that. And so you have some where they agree for the intervention and some don't. And the thing is, during this show, they give a history or background of this particular person that's addicted. And most times, y'all, when they share the person's story, most times the reason that they started with alcohol or drugs is because someone touched them. They were either molested, raped, something happened, and they started using alcohol or drugs at a young age, and it just catapulted into something stronger. And so, you know, whenever I hear that people are on alcohol or drugs, I'm like, I wonder if they were touched as a child or they were violated sexually as a child. And again, people use the drugs and alcohol to numb what they've gone through. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to relive what happened. But the fact that it keeps, it torments them. And so the way in their head, the way to stop the torment is to take drugs or alcohol, because then it numbs them from reality and they don't have to think about dealing with that situation, revisiting that situation, thinking about that situation. It's just like it disappears for a moment. It disappears for a moment. And as long as they stay high, they don't have to think about that thing that they went through. You're listening to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is your host today, Tabika Garnes, and Apostle Banks is on sabbatical. And if you have anything that you want to say or share, please press 1 on your keypad so that I can unmute you, so that you can share whatever it is, or comment, or whatever it is. I would love to hear from you. Amen. So the next one is burnout and blood pressure. So if your blood pressure is up, your job might have to do may have something to do with it. Along with that, you might get a quicker heartbeat too. And neither one of them is good for you. It could damage not only your heart, but your brain and your kidneys too. So please take care of your blood pressure. Don't let your blood pressure stay in a high area, or if it goes past that normal level that they tell you, don't play with that. Visit your doctor. See what it is that they're saying. Sometimes our blood pressure is high because of burnout. Not that now you have to be on blood pressure medicines for the rest of your life. It could just be as a result of being burned out and not resting and not taking care of ourselves. So the next one is thirsty and vision is if you're thirsty and if your vision is blurred. So being overly thirsty and having blurred vision are two signs of diabetes. Burnout may raise your chances of type 2 diabetes. So if you're showing these or other symptoms of diabetes and you're having problems at work or whatever situation in your life that may be related to burnout, the two might be tied. So let your doctor know if you are having increased thirst and get medical help right away for any vision changes, okay? So, you know, if you're diabetic and you're going through burnout, listen, your body can't take that extra on top of what your body is already dealing with. So, again, that's why I say we have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And when we're servants, when we like helping people and making sure other people are taken care of, we easily lose sight of ourselves. We don't take the time to make sure that we are okay. But God wants us to take care of ourselves as well. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to do things for yourself. It's okay to take a day for you. It's okay. Not mad at you if you do that. You know, that's that religion, that religious stuff, you know, that we have to make sure everybody else is good before we are good. No, I mean, no. You have to make sure you are good or you can't help anybody. So keep that in mind. The next one is the sick days are piling up. Research has found that burnout can trigger both absenteeism and presenteeism, which means coming to work even when you're sick. How many of us have gone to work when we are sick? And it works the other way. All those sick days and feeling crummy while you're at work can lead to more burnout. I know that I've gone to work and wasn't feeling well. And one is because they don't give you enough time as far as vacation time. And so if all your stuff is piled into one, like where I work, it's called PTO, paid time off. Everything is balled into one lump sum of time off. So that means if you get sick, it comes out of PTO. If you need to go to the doctor, it comes out of PTO. If you need to leave early, it comes out of PTO, and if you want vacation, it comes out of PTO. So when you have a vacation schedule, but let's just say you don't feel well, it's like you have to decide whether You're going to risk not being able to take vacation because you had to call out from work because you didn't feel good, or you just going to suck it up and go to work because you don't want to lose your vacation days that you've already scheduled. So that can lead to burnout because it's like, I don't feel well. I really need to stay home and take care of myself. But if I stay home and take care of myself, there's a risk that I may lose the time that I have. Y'all, it's like so many things in our daily life that we don't pay attention to. And now that, you know, I've gone through the signs that you're burned out, it's like, you know, when you start really paying attention to stuff, it's like, OMG, I do that. OMG, yes, oh my, I do that. And it's like, wow, you didn't even realize that you do that. And so explaining, you know, why some people come to work sick, y'all, that's why. And you know, we look at them like, why are you here? You need to go home. You can see it all in the person's face that they do not feel well. But they came to work because they don't want to lose the little time that they have. And so they convince themselves that they can make it through the day. And some people can't make it through the day, and they end up leaving early anyway. But these are the things that we experience, or some people experience in the workplace. And, you know, some, we may be upset with people, like, why are you coming with you making everybody else sick? Excuse me. But we don't know that person's situation. And then let's just say that you get sick, but you have no more time off. And so if you don't have any more time off, guess what? You're not going to get paid. So that means your check is going to be short. So again, you're wrestling with that. Do I go to work and don't get paid for the day, and now my check's short, and then if I call out 2 days, I can't risk calling out 2 days. I don't have any time. I can't risk my check being 2 days short. So, you know, these are the things that certain people experience depending on what type of employer you have. But, y'all, I'm just saying I don't like the PTO stuff. I don't like it. I wish that it could be that you could have PTO. That would be your vacation, and then they would allot you a certain amount of days for sick days. And you know, and it would be so much better. It would be so much better. You wouldn't be burned out so quickly, still trying to come to work sick. So, that's what I hope. But, you know, employers will do what's beneficial for them. So let's talk about how you can combat burnout. the first thing first, because we know that this works, pray. If you know you haven't been reading the word in a while, what do you want to do? You're going to go to God's word for peace. Listen, there are scriptures in the Bible that will give you peace as soon as you read them. As soon as you read those scriptures, it gives you peace. We all say that we trust God and we know that he's going to do it, that he's going to take care of it. We say that, and then it's like we say it, but then we still try to control the outcome. We still try to control how it's going to work, or don't really give it to God. We don't give it all over to him. We don't give him the 100% of it. We give it to him, and then we take it back, because if it didn't change in 2 days, you know, God's taking too long, so let me take it back so that I can hurry it up. And, you know, that's not going to help you if you're already burned out. It's going to make it worse. And so, you know, sharing with people what you're going through so that they can pray for you and cover you and you know, maybe ask you, is it anything that they can help you do, or, you know, things like that. The other thing is take time for yourself. If you know you like to do certain things, start doing those certain things again. Sometimes we just need to be alone. And I know for me, and I'm married, and my husband and I do things together a lot. But then it comes to a time where I just want to be alone. by myself. And it's not because we had an argument or a disagreement or anything like that. I just need my time. And so, you know, where it's quiet, where I'm reading the word, where I'm getting filled, God is filling me from where I'm empty. And so you have to take time like that. Go to the park. Go to the park. Go sit at the park and just listen to the birds. You know, sing or whatever it is that the birds do. Sit there and just listen. And just take some time, that quiet time, y'all. That quiet time does something to us. If you're creative and at one point you like to make things, you know, start doing that again. If you like to write, start writing again. Find those things that bring you joy. Find those things that bring you happiness. Now, there are some things that bring us joy and happiness also comes with spending money. So if shopping is your joy and happiness, okay, just set a budget for it and just make sure that you don't go over that budget because you don't want to now start having issues with overspending. It's so many different things that we can do to combat being burnt out. And if we just take the time to take care of ourselves, you know, get sleep, get rest, eat right, maybe go for a walk, call one of your friends and say, hey, let's go to the mall. Let's just walk around in the mall. Going through this pandemic where we just had to be in the house and we would just shut in, some of us, because for me, I still had to leave out to go to work. So I was never really shut in. I didn't get the luxury of working from home. So it bothered me to a point after that, meaning it bothered me that when I came home, then I had to be in the house. So, even going through this pandemic, it has changed us, changed some of us in a way that it's like we got used to being in the house. So now we got to break that and start getting back out. Hearing that the numbers are going back up again, it's like it keeps doing the same thing. But, y'all, we have to live in the grace and mercy of God. Wear your mask. Do what you need to do to protect yourself, but don't let that fear of, you know, this situation cause you to become, just shut up in your house at all times and you don't leave out for anything. Just be careful of that because the enemy, you know, that's where he gets us the most when we're isolated. That's where he begins to talk and some of us listen. And then we're in situations that aren't of God, or, you know, we're really depressed. People haven't heard from us. We're not reaching out to anybody. People calling us, but we don't want to talk. And so, you know, God has given us everything that we need. And it's up to us to use what he's given us. And it's up to us to not fall into the lies of the enemy. It's up to us to decide not to. It's just that easy. We don't have to agree with what the enemy says. We don't. Sometimes we choose to because of whatever situation is before us, but we don't have to agree with the lies of the enemy. He will want so much for us to turn our backs on God. He would be so happy if we did that, but let's not give him that satisfaction. We're going to keep living for God no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through. We are going to continue to live for him because all of us were born with purpose. All of us, you know, God has a plan for all of us. And you have to talk to him and ask him what that plan is, because you may not see it. And then if he decides to show you at this moment, you may not understand it. And for some people, you know, some people get scared and run away from it. And so, you know, just it's everybody. Listen, y'all. Your life has meaning. You know, you weren't just born just to be born to do nothing. You are great. You are great. And when you take the time to find out where your greatness is. Where does God want to use you? How he wants to use you? You know, have conversations with God about that. He'll begin to show you different things and begin to talk to you about what it is that he wants you to do. But the thing is, are you going to do it when he says it? Or are you going to do it when he shares with you what it is that he wants you to do? Are you going to do it? Or are you going to run away from it? Because sometimes when God tells us to do things, we think that we got to do it in our own strength, and we don't. We have help. We have Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the one that is going to do the work. All we have to do is be obedient or willing to allow Holy Spirit to work through us. We don't have to figure it out. It's already figured out. We just have to trust and allow the process to take place. Don't let that burnout cause your body to deteriorate, cause different organs to fail, because, you know, exhaustion is real, y'all. Exhaustion is real, and it can do things to your body that you probably don't think are happening. A lot of us think that we think about things like cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that, but we don't really think that exhaustion could be causing these things to happen in our bodies. So, you know, issues and problems are going to arise, but we have to figure out how to still continue to live, you know, through these things. We don't let things kill us. We don't let things stop us. We keep going. We should be unstoppable. And yes, there may be a time where something happens and it feels like it knocked the wind out of you. You know, things like that are going to happen. But when you call on the name of Jesus, he's going to give you that strength to keep going, to deal with the situation. How many people have gone through traumatic situations and their lives stopped right then and there, and they never came back from what that traumatic situation was? They just never came back from it. And although we go through traumatic situations, listen, God is still with us. He is still with us. He is with us wherever we go. He is our protector, and, you know, he will send the angels before us. You know, and we just have to hold on to that. We can't let the world change our mind about who God is. We can't let the world tell us that, you know, even in the situation what happened with the children in Texas, we can't let the world say, well, where was God in that? I wonder where God was, because he wasn't there with them children. He didn't protect those children from being killed. You know, the world is going to say that, but those of us that know how good God is, we know that God is still in control. We know that those that do evil and that God is also doing something to them. They're not exempt from punishment. God is going to take care of those that commit evil. God is going to take care of those that murder. God is going to take care of them, y'all. And we just have to hold on to that no matter what we see on TV, read in a newspaper, watch on social media. We just have to know that God is God. And, you know, his promises are yes and amen. And that no matter what we see at that time, know that God is in control, and he is not a man that he would lie. And so the situations that we face, we may ask God, where are you? He's with you, okay? He's with you. People, again, God has given us free will, so people do what they want to do. But know that God will take care of them. We don't have to seek vengeance. We don't have to seek revenge. God is going to do all of that. So whatever somebody does to you, give it to God. Give that person to God. And I'm not going to say pray bad things. Don't pray bad things about the person, okay? And when somebody wrongs you, don't pray bad things about the person. You give the person to God and let God have his way. Don't sit there and be like, God, I pray that you do A, B, and C, and I pray that don't do that. Don't do that, because that becomes like witchcraft prayers when you begin to pray certain things that you want to see done to a person. Like when you say, God, I wish that, I pray that you kill this person for doing such and such to me. Don't pray those type of prayers. Just give the person to God. Tell God to have his way, okay? Because what happens is now you're praying bad things for the person, even though the person is bad, but you're praying bad things for the person, which may open a demonic door to you. So, and I know that sometimes because we're hurting, we do say things like that, but, you know, snatch that out of the atmosphere, ask God for forgiveness, repent for that, let God be God, and let God handle the way that he wants to handle the situation. Let him do it. He knows, he sees. Nobody can get God back for whatever judgment he places against the person. Nobody can get God back for that. But you want to make sure that your heart is always in a right place, no matter how hard it is. Okay? Amen. Well, we have a few minutes left. I'm not sure, again, if you have a comment, press 1 on your keypad. If not, I am going to end the show a few minutes early. All right, so I don't see anyone lit up that they want to speak. All right, so thank you so much for joining us again for another Saturday. I look forward to being with you all again next week. And so everyone, enjoy their weekend, enjoy your holiday on Monday, and remember that God loves you, and so do I, so does Apostle, and we thank you so much for your support on Heart to Heart. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.